Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. 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 Hey, all right. It's Friday on the internet. It could be any time, but as I'm recording this, it's Friday. Very cool. It's the end of the show show. It's Gregor's end of the show show, even. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I'm your host and the host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We'll hear nerd talk and news and so much more. But first, I need to ask you about something that I experienced last night. I had a little team building function. We went to get dinner and my awesome boss, Leslie, she was like, "Where do you want to go?" And I like was just talking nonstop about meat. My wife is vegan, and so we don't eat a ton of meat at home. I'm still a meatosaurus, but like, I'm more of an omnivore now. But at home, I never grill like a steak or anything like that. And so I was just talking about it. She's like, "We're going somewhere where you can get a steak." So we did. And as I was about to cut in and get that first bite of steak, I'm like, "Well, here's to the red meat nightmares." And she was like, "Excuse me, what?" I didn't realize, maybe I'm the only one, but perhaps you can chime in on this for me. Have you ever gotten red meat nightmares before? Because it happens to me all the time. I eat a bunch of red meat, and then I have wild dreams. Now, I don't eat a ton of red meat. It probably mostly comes from cheeseburgers. And so usually that's like cooked a lot, and I wonder if it's different if it's ground. Huh, I've never really thought about this, but if I eat a steak, it is Nightmare City. So we talked about it for a while. Went home, crawled into bed late, went to sleep, zero problems. And I don't know what it takes, and I don't know what it does, but like, I just need to know, do you have meat nightmares? And I'm not talking about like you're vegan and you're worried about someone slipping a steak into your vegetables. I don't know how you would do that. But you know what I mean. I'm just curious to see if anyone else has problems digesting meat. Also, that says a lot about what we eat. If I can eat food, it gives me nightmares. I get it when I eat sugar before bed, and then I have like wild dreams because you got sugar coursing through your veins. It makes me wonder, I've got a 2-year-old, and I wonder, like, we give him very little sugar because if you give them any, you see their eyes just widen, like, right before they just take off running around the house like crazy people. So I wonder if he has crazy nightmares if he eats, like, a cookie too late or something like that, because it affects him so much more. Huh. I'll have to do a little Googling about that. Now, I didn't realize the team was for sale, but evidently someone wants to buy the Seahawks.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
There is a story in the Washington Post that suggests that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos wants to buy the Seahawks. Well, I did not know they're for sale. They are not for sale. But money talks, and when he spends this much time in the city, and the NFL is such a huge money maker, it's not impossible to see happen, right? What would he do with the Seahawks? Send them to space, probably. Lunar football, that sounds awesome.
Russell Wilson drops back, lets it rip. And links up with Tyler Lockett for 511 yards. Second and 489 from the Hawks' 9,000 yard line.
That's so stupid. The Killers are going to be back with a brand new album in a brand new year. To stick with their constant theme of doing things Vegas-related, you can expect Imploding the Mirage in the spring of the coming year. And real quick, did you see that Browns player that hit a quarterback late and then ripped off the quarterback's helmet and then used the helmet as a weapon to hit the quarterback? That was crazy! It's another reason that Thursday Night Football is the worst.
You just got news.
So we announced something super fun for a week from Saturday. On the 23rd, specifically, we're going to be hanging out at the Flat Stick Pub in Pioneer Square. It's a chance to just hang out and get a beer.
Talk about soccer. The Full 90 Extra Time podcast, which I'm a co-host of, we talk about Seattle Sounders FC all the time. The season's over, so now it's time to have a little fun. We've had fun all season, to be fair, but time to have a little more fun.
Whatever.
So we hit up our friends at the Flatstick Pub, and they said we could totally use one of their rooms on Saturday the 23rd from 3 to 6, 3 to 5, I don't know. There's a Cougs game at 6 that's going to take over, so we agreed that we would be cool to them and get out of the way. But anyway, 3 to 6 on Saturday, 11:23. Maybe if you're going to the Black Keys show, you come pregame with us, and then you drive responsibly. Have a designated driver, perhaps? That's a smart move. Anyway, we're just going to hang out and goof off. If you don't drink, still come out and just have fun. It should be silly. They have like indoor miniature golf and something called duffel board, which looks like shuffleboard, only there's turf and golf balls and like a small pusher thing, like a deck shuffleboard, you know, not like bar style. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be super fun, and they're throwing all that in, so we're going to hang out on Saturday the 23rd. We'd love to have a chance. There's a new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast if you've never listened to it. You can listen on radio.com, on Apple Podcasts, or whatever device you use. I end up always using Overcast app to listen to stuff. Clearly, you listen to podcasts because here we are. Here's your chance to hear us talk about soccer. And like, it's not like overly statistically nerdy. It's much more about us making stupid jokes. In poor taste sometimes, but that's how it goes. So check out the pod. Check out an opportunity to come hang out on the 23rd Flatstick Pub. There's three of them, so make sure you go to the one in Pioneer Square. Okay, good. Every joke ever made about Superman having special powers, especially by the jokes are made by 12-year-old boys, all of that could seriously come true in a very pervy, creep way. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Using engineering beyond my comprehension, scientists figured out how to utilize laughing gas to create a terahertz laser capable of scanning through fabrics and other permeable material. Laughing gas? Who are these scientists? Creepy dentists? We could use our T-ray laser to look through their clothing and see their boobs. Practically, this could change like airport security with millisecond scans to look for weapons or into bags, sort of like 80s action movie Total Recall. That's cool. Scientists think they've developed a drug that will help humans with Down syndrome overcome the learning and memory deficit associated with this chromosomal condition. Wow. It's a protein issue in the hippocampus that's part of your brain, and should this be legit, the research suggests that it would reverse the previously thought impossible limitations. How cool! And finally, as we strive to limit the single-use plastic that so much of ends up in the ocean, a group of engineers think we could start using materials made from fish skin. This is great news, unless you're a fish. Hey, we are going to fix your ocean home, fish friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you kind of got to die for it to happen. Ah, crabs. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! It's the end of the week, and I like to always take a moment at the end of the week to say thank you for hanging out, whether it's on the radio listening or listening to a podcast. You just found this randomly. It means so much that you would take your time to listen to the dumb things that I do, and I really... It makes a significant impact. This is the stuff I love doing, is just making silly content. So thanks so much for being part of that. And if you tell some friends, that's awesome too. I appreciate that so much, because then we grow and have even more fun. Again, podcast party on the 23rd. It's me and my buddy Brandon. We're going to be hanging out. It's a chance to come down, get a beer, and I don't know, just hang out. It's fun. I love a chat. So the 23rd, Flatstick Pub, Pioneer Square. Okay, bye. Have a good weekend.
The end of the end of the show. The end of the end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show. Thanks. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.